Part 1. His Maculate Origin. Chapter 1. Once upon a time there was a Martian named Valentine Michael Smith. The first human expedition to Mars was selected on the theory that the greatest danger to man was man himself. At that time, 8 Terran years after the founding of the first human colony on Luna, an interplanetary trip made by humans had to be made in free-fall orbits. From Terra to Mars, 258 Terran days, the same for return, plus 455 days waiting at Mars while the planets crawled back into positions for the return orbit. Only by refueling at a space station could the envoy make the trip. Once at Mars, she might return, if she did not crash, if water could be found to fill her reaction tanks, if 1,000 things did not go wrong. 8 humans, crowded together for almost 3 Terran years, had better get along much better than humans usually did. An all-male crew was vetoed as unhealthy and unstable. 4 married couples was considered optimum, if necessary specialties could be found in such combination. The University of Edinburgh, prime contractor, subcontracted crew selection to the Institute for Social Studies. After discarding volunteers useless through age, health, mentality, training, or temperament, the Institute had 9,000 likely candidates. The skills needed were astrogator, medical doctor, cook, machinist, ship's commander, semantician, chemical engineer, electronics engineer, physicist, geologist, biochemist, biologist, atomics engineer, photographer, hydroponicist, rocketry engineer. There were hundreds of combinations of 8 volunteers possessing these skills. There turned up 3 such combinations of married couples. But in all 3 cases, the psychodynamicists who evaluated factors for compatibility threw up their hands in horror. The prime contractor suggested lowering the compatibility figure of merit. The Institute offered to return its $1 fee. The machines continued to review data, changing through deaths, withdrawals, new volunteers. Captain Michael Brandt, MS, Commander, DF Reserve, pilot, and veteran at 30 of the moon run, had an inside track at the Institute, someone who looked up for him names of single female volunteers who might, with him, complete a crew, then paired his name with these to run problems through the machines to determine whether a combination would be acceptable. This resulted in his jetting to Australia and proposing marriage to Dr. Winifred Coburn, a spinster 9 years his senior. Lights blinked, cards popped out, a crew had been found. Captain Michael Brandt, commanding. Pilot, astrogator, relief cook, relief photographer, rocketry engineer. Dr. Winifred Coburn Brandt, 41, semantician, practical nurse, stores officer, historian. Mr. Francis X. Seney, 28, executive officer, second pilot, astrogator, astrophysicist, photographer. Dr. Olga Kovalik-Seney, 29, cook, biochemist, hydroponicist. Dr. Ward Smith, 45, physician and surgeon, biologist. Dr. Mary Jane Lyle Smith, 26, atomics engineer, electronics and power technician. Mr. Sergei Rimsky, 35, electronics engineer, chemical engineer, practical machinist and instrumentation man, cryologist. Mrs. Eleonora Alvarez Rimsky, 32, geologist and selenologist, hydroponicist. The crew had all needed skills, some having been acquired by intensive coaching during the weeks before blastoff. More important, they were mutually compatible. The envoy departed. During the first weeks, her reports were picked up by private listeners. As signals became fainter, they were relayed by Earth's radio satellites. The crew seemed healthy and happy. Ringworm was the worst that Dr. Smith had to cope with. The crew adapted to freefall, and anti-nausea drugs were not needed after the first week. If Captain Brandt had disciplinary problems, he did not report them. The envoy achieved a parking orbit inside the orbit of Phobos and spent 2 weeks in photographic survey. Then Captain Brandt radioed, "We will land at 1200 tomorrow GST, just south of Lake Solai." No further message was received. Chapter 2. A quarter of an Earth century passed before Mars was again visited by humans. 6 years after the envoy went silent, the drone probe Zombie, sponsored by La Société Astronautique Internationale, bridged the void and took up an orbit for the waiting period.